Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. My name is Jody Jenkins, and I am one of the peer educators here at the University Counseling Center. And this is our first episode of this semester, so we're back in our, it is not a recording studio, it is just we are on the floor in our room, but we're very excited to be here. And a little bit about myself, in case you're a first-time listener, I am a junior here. I'm studying neuroscience and psychology. And my pronouns are she, her. I'm with three other of my coworkers, and I'll give them a chance to introduce themselves here.
So hi, my name is Cameron Lindsay. I go by she, her pronouns. I study psychology and social work here at Grand Valley. I'm in my junior year, but I guess I'm going into my senior year. Yes. Yeah. Whoa. So that's just a little bit about me.
And hi, everyone. My name is Hallie Dykstra. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a senior at Grand Valley majoring in psychology and another peer educator at the Counseling Center.
Hello again. Last but not least, it's Bella, pronouns she, her, also a psychology major here at Grand Valley and a peer.
Yeah. So today we want to talk about the new semester. We want to talk about our feelings going into it. Just being a student going into semester two of a year can be hard. And we want to talk about stress, how that ties into the new semester, how that ties into the pandemic. And more specifically, we also want to talk about panic attacks and the signs and symptoms that panic attacks have. And to do that, we actually have a guest speaker today. Her name is Erin White. She is a counselor here at the Counseling Center, and she's also our supervisor.
Yay. And so again, as Jody just said, you know, with the new semester, there's a lot of stressors. There's like the pandemic and the new variants. It can be really scary. And a lot of times when you're scared, like panic attacks can occur. And so we definitely want to be able to discuss like some of those signs and symptoms of panic attacks, which we'll be talking about later, and especially how to ground yourself, because we're entering in week three, we're on week two right now. And so being able to like talk about all of these things is like super important, because I've noticed, especially lately, like last semester, I still felt like I was kind of in the sophomore mindset, but now I'm like, I feel like an upperclassman.
It's becoming real to you.
Yeah.
And it's like impending doom. It's like going up in the grades.
Yeah, there's a heaviness.
Yeah. I mean, I think so for me personally, the start of new things always makes me very excited. So like the start of new semesters, very exciting for me. The start of new months, like the switch from like the 31st on my calendar to the 1st, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So like last week, week one of the semester, I was super excited. You know, I like meal prepped on Sunday night. Yes. I did all those things. And it's only week two, and I have not kept a lot of those things up. So, yeah, all that to say is that sometimes stress, you think you're going to be fine, and then you just end up being a little bit more stressed out than you once planned.
And that is totally okay. You know, this is the adjustment period. We're all coming back to a lifestyle that is pretty rigorous. A college student, you're balancing figuring out your professor's like teaching styles, and like if the class is something that, you know, is going to work for you, if you're going to, how much you're going to struggle that semester or whatever. And then as we keep talking about, we're still in the semester. In the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother added level of stress right there. We talked about the new variants. I don't know about you all, but I've been concerned about having more exposures this semester. Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on right now.
Absolutely. Thankfully, there are measures to protect ourselves. I know protecting ourselves from COVID can be as beneficial for our mental health as it is our physical health. Mm-hmm. I believe there are plenty of locations on campus where you can request those materials.
Yeah, and I actually have those locations that I wanted to share with you all. So on the Allendale campus, you can get KN95 masks and medical procedure masks from the Recreation Center, the library, and the Kirkhoff Center. And then downtown, you can get it from the Everhart Center, Parking Services Desk, and all of those locations will be replenished every day. So go get yourself some protection.
Good to know. When you do go into like the rec center or the library or wherever you're going, make sure that you do ask the people at the desk specifically that you would like a KN95 mask though, because I work at the library and apparently they are, although they are like replenished, there's still like, you know, there will be enough, but it's definitely like you just get one when you ask. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you ask for it and that you don't just get handed a blue surgical mask, because that is what some people may take that as.
Also, it's important to note, I think, that if you take care of your mask properly, like, you can wear it multiple times. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear my KN95 mask all week when I go to classes. So that's something important to know as well.
Yeah, I know for me, like, it was the start of the semester, I picked up masks and textbooks. Those were the two things that I absolutely needed to get. And I went to Target. And because so Target's got those cute masks. I know, you walk into Target, you might as well hand over your wallet. It is. So for the listeners, I am wearing a Target mask right now.
And floral.
Yes, it is a floral paisley type mask. And so the thing is, like, I have a pretty tiny face. So finding masks that work for me, especially because if I get like those blue ones, like, it'll go up to like my eyes and then they get in my eyes.
With the ear loops to make it fit you.
Yeah. So I have to get masks that try to like fit my face better. And so I go to Target, they're $5. Say less. And so I definitely, like, that's all like really important stuff. But the thing is, like, having to go pick up masks, it can be like really overwhelming and scary, like just in the action of doing that and having to do it.
Yeah. And so that's why I think it's awesome that we have resources right here. You're already mm-hmm. here for classes. Just grab a mask when you can. There are also other resources for protection from COVID. They do vaccine clinics. And I know that they have one coming up on January 21st. In the field house. So if you're looking to get boosted or vaccinated, those resources are here as well.
Yeah. And I will say, my biggest tip for getting vaccinated and getting your booster is hydration. I was the only person of like my family to not have the side effects from the booster. It's because I think it's because I did those like body armor hydration like drinks, and I did two of them. So I like super hydrated and I was fine.
I will say I also hydrated a ton, but I got hit pretty hard.
Oh.
But it is worth it.
Yeah,
it is definitely worth it. And yeah.
Yes.
I agree. I was just going to say that for the pain of the shot in your actual arm.
Right.
I heard you're supposed to swing it around a bunch.
Yes. Yeah.
Home, but that may be a myth. So no one quote me on that.
No, I did that too.
I tried it. My arm was only knocked out for about a day. So honestly, it's just get that vaccination and have some more peace of mind during these times, because it's so easy to get overwhelmed.
Ice packs.
Somebody can say that. Yeah. Okay. So if you're interested in getting boosted or vaccinated anytime soon.
All right. And so now that we've kind of talked about like the new semester and all those stressors, especially with the pandemic and the new variants, and how we talked about how scary it can be, and like how, again, you know, when you're feeling scared, it's pretty normal, and it happens to a lot of people, is having some panic attacks. And so we are going to transition now into recognizing signs and symptoms of a panic attack. And so I'm going to hand this over to our supervisor, Erin White.
Hello, my name is Erin White. I'm a doctoral intern here in the University Counseling Center. So I'm just going to briefly define what a panic attack is, as well as discuss some signs and symptoms that might indicate you may be experiencing a panic attack. So a panic attack is defined as a sudden episode of intense fear that triggers severe physical reaction that may not be closely related to an extreme threat. So these are things that, you know, you may be driving in your car and you start to experience certain physical symptoms and nothing is going on around you. So you're trying to figure out, you know, why your throat is clenched, why your heart is pounding, why your heart is racing. And that could indicate that you're experiencing a panic attack. So some more of those possible symptoms could be dizziness, blurred vision. You may experience some nausea. Some people experience sweating and hot flashes, but typically rapid heart rate, a tightness in your chest, and an inability to express yourself. Those are pretty typical symptoms of a panic attack. And so although panic attacks can be intensely uncomfortable, they're not really dangerous. If you get into a rhythm or a routine of experiencing panic attacks, and they're so severe that you aren't able to ground yourself, then you want to check with your primary care physician just to make sure you're not experiencing a different physical health issue. And one more thing that I would like to highlight is that sometimes the worst part about having a panic attack is having that intense fear that it may happen again. Mm-hmm. Because individuals tend to, when you have a severe panic attack, if you all have experienced one, you know exactly what I mean. It can be very scary. And so it sometimes keeps people in a place where you're worried that you may be having a heart attack, or you may even feel like you're going to die in the moment. So having that fear that something like that could happen again, it could be very scary. So some of the emotional symptoms of panic can be that intense fear. Some people experience sadness because they can't control it. Some people also may become hopeless that they're never going to be able to rid themselves of anxiety, panic attacks. Also terror and apprehension. You're always kind of living in fear and apprehensive about going certain places because that may trigger a panic attack. But what I will say is that panic and anxiety is highly, highly treatable. And so my lovely students that I supervise are going to kind of go over some grounding techniques and some things that you all could do if you experience anxiety or panic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That was really well said. And like definitely knowing like what best grounds you and like having that self-awareness can be really important. But with that being said, like in the moment, you might not know like what exactly you need. And so like, I just like to think about it as like having a toolkit. Like what can you pull out of your toolkit that you can try and it will like, what can be best fit for you? And like try to, you could just try all of these different things to see what's clicking and what's working.
I think like the reality of just not knowing what's gonna work for you is really hard, because like, I just speaking from like personal experience, like the first time that I had like a panic attack, like by definition, mm-hmm. I didn't quite know what it was. And I was, thankfully I was with somebody at the time who actually did. And like, I was kind of struggling to stand up. And so she just helped me stand up and she was like, no, look into my eyes and don't look anywhere else. And we're just going to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so important to have someone there, especially for those first times. Cause mm-hmm. it just, for me, panic attacks feel like quicksand, where it's mm-hmm. as soon as you realize something is off, then you start thinking about it more, and then those symptoms pull you in more, and then that's when it gets so distressing. So either having someone there or just knowing what's going on in your body can really help to make it less overwhelming and like an experience that you can't get out of.
Yeah. And I know, so for me, I have an app on my phone. It's called Be Okay. It's B-E-O-K. And it is an amazing app. It's free. And so what it has is, so there's like a center button, which you can like program to how like often you need to like breathe. And so it'll count down and up. So it'll go up for 4, hold for 2, down for 4. And so that's really helpful, but it also has a little like phone notification at the bottom, which you can like program to have like connect to a contact. And so I have it connected to my mother. And so like, and there's also a place where you can have phones, and that's where I have pictures of all my puppies. And so like, I have like all of these things, and it's really, really great for being able to, if you are alone, like having an application that helps you to start breathing, but also if you need to reach out to somebody, it's all right there.
Yeah. I really appreciate all of you talking a little bit about your own experiences. I think also something that we could talk about is what to do if you think you're around someone having a panic attack. So that sort of side of things. I know a lot of you said that you need to find what you need during a panic attack. So maybe that person that's around a person having a panic attack could ask what the person needs. Do you think that would be a good recommendation?
Yes. And I think like knowing like just generally about like the person always helps. Mm-hmm. So like, I know a lot of times, like it's a good idea to be like, all right, do you need ice cubes to put in the palms of your hand? Which is another like grounding tool, is because like, it's such a strong sense, mm-hmm. like it's a sensory input, and that's, it can be really good at grounding yourself. Having like those mindfulness techniques. But also, like we will go over this later, is a specific meditation that I do with friends that I'm going to walk you all through.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remember that like these grounding techniques are going to look different for every person. So yes. I know we've covered a lot of examples already, but also like maybe that might be like turning all the lights off or sitting still in silence with the person or practicing deep breathing together, like Jody was saying. Maybe they prefer to be alone, just keeping all of that in mind that it's going to look different for everyone. It's like how to get through that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My go-to was a technique that we've actually used in one of our episodes before, right at the end as a meditation. I can't remember which
one. The senses one?
Yes, it was the five senses one, where it was just, okay, name five things you can see, four you can hear, and then, you know, onward. I use that a lot when I worked with a lot of different kids this summer, and that was kind of my go-to. I did once we got to the word or three things you can feel, I got pain and sadness and tears. But and sometimes it's like that. But yeah, that was a go-to, and sort of similar to the ice, but just putting a wet piece of paper towel on their eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's for somebody who you might not know on a super personal level.
Yeah.
Which could happen. I mean, it to me.
Yeah.
Kind of like CPR or first aid, mm-hmm. where it's like, just because someone is going through panic instead of maybe like any other occurrence, like you can still step in and just be sure to ask what they need and what's going on, because every panic attack could be different, mm-hmm. and it's totally okay to communicate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think having more of what's in your toolkit can help you like bring out things that you can talk to with other people about, where it's like, hey, I know what you're feeling right now. This is what works for me. Do you want to try it? And like being able to like have these conversations. And so like, again, like having these kind of things like in your toolkit is really important. So I'm going to kind of go briefly over, like, again, this is going to be repetitive, but like just a brief list, mm-hmm. of like things that you could do. So we talked about the senses, we talked about mindfulness, we talked about the breathing techniques, we talked about the Be Okay app, and then we talked about like calling someone. And something that we didn't talk about, and this is like always my like go-to, mm-hmm. and this is what my mother always tells me, is to drink chamomile tea. Mm-hmm. And like, so that can always really help like calm you down. And like also just finding like those little things, like if it's holding a pillow, if it's holding ice cubes, if it's, mm-hmm. going and like pacing, if it's like whatever it is for you. Like, I know that it's scary if you can't figure that out right away, but having things in your toolkit that you could try, even if you get kind of closer, where it's like maybe you're holding ice cubes and it's like, okay, this is kind of helping, but it's not really helping. Maybe you know that you need to like follow something that's like sensory. And so maybe going down a path is another way to help.
honestly, and even that experimental path of finding what works for you is a great way to distract yourself as well. Where you're like, oh, what can I do? Can I color? Can I do this? Personally, aromatherapy helps me just because I love
lavender
to smell things. Yeah.
Lavender smells so good.
Yes. Yes. I distract myself with a nice like body lotion. I rub it all over and I try to smell it and feel it on me. And it at least gets me out of that initial mental state.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also really feel like it's important to emphasize in this that it is entirely normal to have panic attacks. And obviously there's a degree of if it is happening all the time, if it's like you're starting to be afraid of them, or like if you're afraid of like it's going to happen to you, then reaching out to the University Counseling Center is a really important step. And so as we've talked about in previous podcast episodes, we have our phone number, which is 616-331-3266. And you would talk to Letitia and Bethany. And like just being able to reach out to us and like get the help that you need is really, really important.
I just believe that kind of wraps up today's podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening in and joining us today. We do want to end just the way that we always like to end our podcast with, and that is with a meditation.
Yes. And so I'm going to be leading the meditation today. And so this meditation is in particular, like if you are trying to help a friend, however, it does help like if I'm your friend and like if you're going through a panic attack. So you can just imagine that I'm right there with you. And so, which also can really help. So one thing I do is I will ask to hold my friend's hands because it's like a sensory thing and it helps just like ground them. And if you are alone, you can hold like ice cubes, a pillow or a cup or a mug, anything that has like a sensory thing that can ground you. Okay, so this is exactly what I would do. Hey, like look in my eyes. Can I hold your hands? Okay, I'm gonna hold your hands. Okay, so. Okay, breathe with me. Keep looking to my eyes. Now close your eyes. I'm still here, you're safe. Picture a sunset on a calm beach. You can hear the waves crashing and as a slow rhythm goes through you, breathe in and out with each wave crashing. You can see the seagulls flying, grazing over the waves, and the clouds have parted just where the sun has turned pink and orange. You are still breathing with the waves. And as the sun is setting deeper and deeper into the horizons, you can feel your muscles relaxing. I'm there with you. And as you turn your head to look at me, you open your eyes and you are calm. How are you feeling? Are you okay? And just kind of asking them. And if it's still not, if they're still feeling a little bit panicky, maybe take them back to that ocean spot. And just keep listening to the waves, keep seeing the sun setting. And if you are alone at this time, like if you're in whatever you're holding, just take a deep breath in and out, and it's gonna be okay.